Let me first thank you all for coming to this meeting. As foreshadowed in my fax to delegations on the 10th of November, the purpose of this week is to kick off, so to speak, the senior official week. I'm pleased to note that a large number of senior officials have made the trip to Geneva this week. Delegations will have seen the preliminary program, which was circulated on 10th of November. This program remains largely intact with a few minor modifications. In particular, the open-ended meeting of the CTD SS, which was originally planned for Tuesday afternoon, no longer features on the program. The chairman believes and told me that the meeting already scheduled for the third senior official week in December is, in his view, the more appropriate opportunity to review the status of work in this field. As I said in the fax, this program has been compiled and circulated in the interest of transparency, inclusiveness, and to provide delegations with the opportunity to organize themselves over the next few days. This continuing commitment to a predictable, transparent process will guide not only this SOMS week, but all of our work as we move to the ministerial conference and onwards to the next senior official week in December. Let me say briefly, more generally, how I see the activities of this week. First of all, this second SOMS signals members' adherence to the work program we developed further to the call made by ministers at the Delhi meeting. This week's meeting will be followed by a third SOMS week in mid-December. In other words, members are not taking their foot off the accelerator, even if we still seem to be moving at below Geneva city center speed limit. In more specific terms, this week's meeting on agriculture will continue last week's engagement on templates, and the chairman may further explore a number of outstanding modalities issues, including SSM, where I understand useful technical engagement is taking place. I also understand that various groups are also continuing talks on the issue of tropical products preference erosion, and that the chair is hoping for a fuller picture of these talks to emerge in time for the December SOMS. On NAMA, I understand that this week's meeting will follow up and build on the positive engagement seen so far on NTBs. The chairman also envisages a discussion of the questions that were made available to SOMS in October to frame the discussions over remaining open issues. On services, the chairman has indicated that he will be seeking to continue work on a draft text of the implementation of the LDC modalities, which has started taking shape. This is good news. In addition, I understand he will be addressing the domestic regulation disciplines that are currently in a text-based phase of the negotiations, and he will also be consulting on GATS rules. In rules, the chair will be meeting in an open-ended format with the presence of senior officials to review the state of play in the rules negotiation, including the systemic issue of RTAs, where, to my knowledge, no real serious engagement has taken place so far. This will be the first time that these issues will be addressed at a high level, and I hope, together with the chair, that we will get greater clarity, sorry, on the program of work moving forward. In the TRIPS special session on Friday, the chair will present his handover report, which assesses the status of the negotiations and also presents suggestions on the way forward. Members will have the opportunity to put their views, their reactions to the report on record. On environment, a number of new proposals have been tabled very recently, and in particular on the environmental goods and services part of the mandate. I think this week could provide a useful political focus over this chapter in the lead-up to Copenhagen. I hope these meetings, as well as other activities you will be engaging this week, will help provide the momentum we need as we move towards the ministerial conference. I also believe this week will be important in setting the tone, preparing the ground for the next summit in December. This time next week, the seventh session of the ministerial conference will be opening. It's the first time in almost 4 years that we bring together our political masters to review the activities of the multilateral trading system and to provide the necessary guidance for the institution for the next few years. We have all agreed that this regular ministerial conference will not be a negotiation session, and that the DDA negotiations are on their own separate Geneva-based track, where we are trying to resolve remaining issues. At the same time, I think we agree that what is needed more than anything in the current economic situation is a platform for ministers to exchange views on the entire WTO waterfront, the conclusion of the Doha Round being, of course, first among such issues. The presence of senior officials here this week, I'm convinced, provides a very appropriate, timely linkage between the Geneva process, capital-based senior officials, and ministers just days before our ministerial conference. In a way, your presence here this week offers a perfect opportunity to ensure that any disconnect between the Geneva negotiating process and the signals coming from political masters in capitals is identified, scrutinized, and hopefully resolved. We will have an opportunity to elaborate on the outcome of this week's work at the informal TNC on Friday afternoon. In the meantime, the chairs, on top of their work program, and myself, remain, of course, available to consult with any delegation, and I, myself, will be holding a green room on Thursday afternoon. The good news today is that the CERN has managed to get its accelerator working again. And in the interest of coherence, I guess the WTO should now follow suit and seriously move to a higher speed, even if probably not to the speed of light. This concludes my statement. Let me now open the floor to any delegation wishing to intervene.